It just so happens that this compound, ASA-404, this new flavonoid, appears to have a more favorable tolerability profile. It's a second-generation agent, small molecule, just delivered intravenously over 20 minutes once every 3 weeks, and appears to potentiate chemotherapy. And that's why it's being tested right now in a global study in non-small cell lung cancer.
What does it do to normal vessels?
Well, surprisingly, it appears to have, this is of course unknown function, appears to have specificity to tumor vasculature. In fact, that's what it's being bandied about as. It's a tumor-specific VDA. In phase 1 and phase 2 trials, no substantial toxicities in normal blood vessels were seen. Most of the effects were in tumor tissue. And this was actually borne out in the in vivo xenograft studies, that the vascular disruption appears to occur in the tumor cells. Now, we still don't know what the target molecule is of ASA-404. We don't know what it binds to on the cell surface. You know, so it's kind of unclear what the true target is. What we do know is that it acts directly on endothelial cells of tumor blood vessels, and it causes apoptosis of those cells. It also causes release of von Willebrand's factor, which leads to clotting and occlusion of the blood vessels. A secondary effect of it is that it triggers a local cascade of cytokines, principally serotonin and tumor necrosis factor, which potentiate the necrosis of the tumor mass and also potentiates the hypervascularity of the blood vessels and subsequent disruption of the endothelium.
It sounds like maybe you might see bleeding or abscess formation, or do you see any of that?
That was a pre-human trial's concern, but those were not observed in the advanced non-small cell lung cancer phase 2 trial, nor in the ovarian and prostate studies where this drug was also tested.
Now, is this only given with chemotherapy or also as monotherapy?
No, it's only given with chemotherapy. You see, even in preclinical models, the efficacy of the single agent appears to be just, I would call it modest. It has very modest activity against xenografts as a single agent. Its best results were seen when it was combined with cytotoxics, especially the taxanes.